it is divine ordination that I am doing this from Tiruvannamalai, which is the center of the universe. To have a consciousness that is beyond ego, a consciousness that identifies yourself, help you to identify yourself with God Himself, because you are God Himself. So this is about the next mystery school program. I have given an extensive syllabus which I will follow, which I don't remember now. But what I remember is what I was told just now in this moment, which I can explain only in a few words, but not in English. But I will give the English too. Vinnalum devarkum melaya vediyane mannalum mannarkum maanbaagi nindraane You may not understand, the mind may not understand anything, but your soul will understand. Now I'll give you the meaning, because the mind needs to be satisfied as well. You want to be the King of Kings? The King of Kings is in heaven, but you have to have a space consciousness. And that will be produced by Vinnalum Devarkum. I can talk about it for hours and hours together. No need. Bin, the word, the sound will go and create a chemistry within you. Outside of it, there will be chemistry inside, there will be chemistry outside, and then they will merge. They keep happening. It is just like, changes happening within the body, even in the quadrillionth of a second, as found by Zawali, for which he was given the Nobel Prize. So the sounds are going to be what I would use, but they're not the sounds that create language, whether it is large language or deep language and all that belong to the mind. But the language that the Bible has, in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God created everything with the Word. And that belongs to the spirit. Real spirituality is not being poor, not being, mendicant or ascetic or renunciate. True spirituality is fullness, exactly what the sounds meant. And the sounds will create a chemistry at the level of not only DNA, but even at the level of the nucleotides that would help you to come a fully developed individual, physically, spiritually, financially, relationship-wise, on all areas of life. And I have been divinely guided to go to Tiruvannamalai to do this for you. So I'm very happy to Lord Shiva, not only happy, but very grateful to him, that he is going to bring the knowledge to you as I have never done before in this lifetime. In another lifetimes I have done that. But in this lifetime is the best time, because there is a merger of science and religion. Okay, previously there was no science, it was all spirituality. But now there is science and religion together. So what I'm going to do in this program is to develop human potential to the highest extent possible, which means physical evolution of the body into light. That's one thing. And then while your senses are still distracting you and conditioning you, they need to be fulfilled so that they will really will seek what is beyond sense fulfillment, whether of the eyes or ears or sex or whatever. There will be a perfect health. There should be a perfect health. And perfect health means non-physicality. Physical cannot have the health. That's why even Paul said, this corruption will not inherit the kingdom. In the wink of an eye, the body will turn into light. The same teaching, but then the methodologies are different. And that, I'm going to spend more and more time in Tiruvannamalai. And then just to do the teachings, even before I leave for the United States, I'm going to record some of these things so that I can channel the information from Lord Shiva himself and then give it to you. If possible, I can do the entire program. I don't know if that would be the will of Lord Shiva, but this would be a life of fulfillment, a body of fulfillment, a relationship of fulfillment, a fulfillment of your wisdom, and the destruction of pain, the destruction of diseases. And this is worth, then only we can call ourselves so we have fully utilized this lifetime. And most importantly, and I have been teaching some of my students, senior students, time. You don't want to create time. Time doesn't exist. Kala Bhairava. I will not only be teaching myself, and I will also be giving important teaching to my senior students who would help you to understand that time is an illusion. Einstein said that, but then he himself could not understand time on an experiential way. He said it is a persistent illusion. I know that time is an illusion, but it is a persistent illusion. We will teach you the way to get beyond the persistent illusion of time. And those are included. How you can want, you can get things in the now. Now it's not about, now is not about writing the book. Now is all about getting rid of the mind, getting rid of the illusion of time. All these things are going to be an opportunity for all of you. So I, in the name of Lord Shiva, I invite all of you to take this opportunity and embrace your divine self and be divine. God bless.